This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Today, we have the great schos to learn the psicha of Sefer Chafetz Chaim. The psicha, the Chafetz Chaim wrote first, and he considers the most important part of the Sefer. Because the Chafetz Chaim says when a person sees how vital, how catastrophic speaking Lashon Hara is, that by speaking Lashon Hara, you could literally violate 17 lavin, and it's worse than eating a rat or an ant. It's even worse than eating gebrux, can you imagine? It's worse than kidneys even. So that people might say, oy vai, maybe I need to do something about this. Psicha lehilchos isur lashon hara uchilas. Ba'avas Hashem Yisbarach Ama Yisrael. In the great love that the Almighty has for the Jewish people, v'chafetz ma'oy b'tayvasam, and he desires very much their benefit, ad shekara'am b'shem banim, to the extent that Hashem called us his children, v'chelek Hashem, and his portion, his lottery pick, v'nachalan, his inheritance, v'kama shemois chavivim, and many terms of endearment, hamoyrim al goydal ahavasai l'Yisrael, that reflect his great love for the Jewish people. K'may shekasov, like the Navi Malachi says, Ahavti eschem, amar Hashem. I love you, says Hashem. V'goymer. Lefikach, therefore, herchikam mikal hamidois rois. He distanced us from all the bad midois, the bad character traits. V'frat mi lashon hara rechilos, especially lashon hara rechilos. Ki hu mevi es b'nei adam lidei riv umatza. Lashon hara brings a person to strife and fighting and quarreling and strife. V'kama pamim yuchal lovim mizeli dei shvichas damim. Many times it can actually come to a bloodshed. K'may shukasav Rambam zal v'hilchos deyos, like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deyos. Afal pi she'ein loiken alav zeh. Even though we don't administer malchus for this lav, avoin gadolu, it is a terrible sin. V'goyrem laroig nefashos rabbis Mishraal, and it causes the death of many Jewish souls. L'kach nismach loy. That's why juxtaposed to the love of loy selech racha ba'amecha is loy samoid al dam reyacha. Do not stand idly by your friend's blood. Tsei ulamad, go out and learn. Ma'era ledoyeg ha'adoymi ulanoiv ir ha'koyhanim. What happened to Doyeg, the Edomite, and to the city of Noiv? They were all killed because of Lashon Hara. So Lashon Hara literally causes bloodshed. Void kama rois atsumois. By the way, aside from practically, directly causing bloodshed, we saw earlier in the Hakdama that all disaster, or a lot of disaster that occurs in this world, is spiritually precipitated by Lashon Hara. Void kama rois atsumois, and also many awesome, devastating evil that is caused by this despicable midah. The sin of the snake was primarily because of Lashon Hara. What was the Lashon Hara? The snake? He spoke Lashon Hara about Hashem. Shadibu Lashon Hara ala Kadosh Baruch Hu. He spoke Lashon Hara Hashem. Sha'amar. He said, Min ha'ilan hazeh achalu baras ha'ilam. From this tree, God ate and he created the world. By doing so, he seduced Chava, k'may shamar Chazal, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, ba'nachash al Chava, v'hito ba'zuama. The nachash came on Chava, and he contaminated Chava. He put filth in Chava. Hare shegaram gilei arayis. He caused immorality. V'gam misa l'chol ha'olam. He caused death to the whole world. Hare shvichas damim. And he caused Adam and Chava to violate the will of God. That's akin to idolatry. So think about it. The first Lashon Hara in history brought about all three cardinal sins. Umemela zehamedaber Lashon Hara. Memela, he who speaks Lashon Hara. Oicheiz b'midasai hamashcheses labrias ha'olam. He is maintaining the destruction of the snake in the creation of the world. In other words, if you look at a Baal Lashon Hara, how should you view them? You should view them like a snake, a slithering snake that's trying to destroy the world. V'gam she'ikar sibas yiridas Yisrael l'Mitzrayim hoysa l'chadchila al yedei zeh. Furthermore, the main cause of the Jewish people to go down to Egypt was primarily through the sin of Lashon Hara. K'maisha Kasav, Vayaveh Yosef Esdi Basam Ra'ah El Aviyam. Yosef brought the bad report about his brothers to their father. So the Lashon Hara that Yosef spoke about his brothers is the primary cause of us going down to Egypt. And because of that, it was decreed upon Yosef, measure for measure, that he should be sold as a slave. As he said about his brothers, that his brothers were, Yosef said about the brothers were calling the Bnei Hashfachais Avodim, Shekorin L'Achiyam Avodim, K'maydi Issa B'Medrash, like we find in the Medrash and the Yushalmi D'Peya. I, Hagam Shehoyu Loitam L'Hater Al Adiba Shehevi, K'may Sheber Shem Mefarshim. Even though Yosef had some kind of heter for speaking about the brothers, like the Mefarshim explain that Yosef justified, perhaps there was some basis, Im Kolzeh Re'ei Shaloi Hoyu Loi Shum Heter. Nevertheless, look what happened. His heter didn't help him at all. It didn't do him any good. So first of all, the primordial sin was precipitated because of Lashon Hara. What sent us down to Mitzrayim was precipitated because of Lashon Hara. And the current galus that we're in today, V'oid, kol sibas galuseinu ata, the whole cause of our galus now, hu ha'ikar rak b'shvil maseh ha'maraglim, was primarily because of the story of the maraglim. U'chmei shekosov, like it says, v'yisa yadoi lohem, God raised his hand in an oath, l'hapil oisam, to cast them among the nations of the world, u'lezaroisam baratzais, and to scatter them in all the lands, like Rashi explains over there, the Chen Kasav Haramban Bachumish the Parshas Meraglim, Rashi in Tehillim, the Ramban in Chumish say that the Avera of the Meraglim is the primary cause of our current galus. Va'amru be'erachin, the Gemara in Erachin teaches she'ikar ched ha'meraglim ha'yoloshin hara. The main sin of the spies was slander. Shehitziu diba al aretz, they emitted a bad report about the land. And because they cried them a crying for naught, nigzar aleihem bechira ledoros, it was decreed upon them a crying for all generations. Va'oid kama ro'is arein mispar hisiguna al-yidei cheira chamarzeh, and many other evils that cannot even be enumerated. There are too many, were caused by this terrible sin. Kigam kol chachmei Yisrael, all the sages of Israel, shenergu bimei Shimon ben Shetach, that were killed in the times of Shimon ben Shetach, gisoi shel Yanai Amelech, the brother-in-law of Yanai, al yidei Yanai, all of the Jewish sages that were killed by Yanai Hamelech through Yanai, hayagam ken al yidei Rechilos, was also because of the tattling and the slandering, the isa b'kedushin, like the Gemara Kedushin brings on daf samach vav ayin sham, the harigas hatana Rebbe Lezer Hamoidoi, the murder of the Tana Rebbe Lezer Hamoidoi, sheyagam kein sibal churban beitar, which was one of the primary causes of beitar, hayagam kein al yedei rechilus, was also because of rechilus, sheherchilu alav, that they tattled on Rebbe Lezer Hamoidoi lifnei ben koiziva, before Bar Koichva, Kedi Isa B'Medrash Eicha. So, Lashon Hara, if there was a disaster, you could bet your bottom dollar that you could probably trace it back to Lashon Hara. Which gotta mean that if somebody is tempted to speak Lashon Hara and they overcome it, can you imagine what kind of tremendous bracha is in store for such a person? So, you imagine what kind of bracha a person gets by dedicating time every day to study the laws of Lashon Hara, the nuclear bracha that is showered upon you for studying daily the laws of Lashon Hara, and even more important than studying it is to putting into practice, is Ein Malach Uberia Yecholen L'Shayar. Have a great day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.